For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I want to remind everybody that a gentleman in the Tampa Bay area named Peter had long been telling a story about how he was the illegitimate son of William Shatner, and I laughed in his face, and I said, you were a liar, and you were just trying to ride his coattails. And then I watched the guy on television in an interview, and I had a complete change of heart. After hearing his story in full, I realized that I jumped on it early, and I believe now, if he is telling the truth, that he is most likely, in fact, related to William Shatner. And a simple DNA test would prove that that could be true. And in this case, this gentleman, Danny Williams, he believes that he is the illegitimate son of former President William Jefferson Clinton. Let's welcome Danny to the show. Danny, how are you, sir?
I'm okay. How you doing?
Good, Danny. When did you first learn that the former president might be your father?
Basically, my family been telling me all my life, but when I started realizing myself, I had to be either 8 or 9 years old. So,
and what do they say? Like, how do they say it to you? Like, they always say, like, right out of the gate, they go, well, your father is the president.
No, not necessarily. But, you know, my mom, I was raised by my mom's sister and my granny because, you know, my mom had got locked up when I was a younger kid. But anyway, my moms and my granny and my aunts, you know, they tell me all the time, you know, Bill Clinton was your father. You know, during the time as a younger, he was governor of Arkansas. So then he made president in 93. So, you know.
Right.
It's just been consistent of all the same. And then, you know, as I got, like I say, once I realized at 8 or 9, and then as I got to getting older, you know, I you know, doing my own research on him and, you know, started looking like him. You know, I'm like, I look exactly like him. So
you do look, you do resemble him. You have his features. I mean, your mom is black, and your father, as we're guessing, is white, and you do have the president's features. And the first time we heard this story, we were like, everybody went, oh, well, whatever. And then we saw the pictures, and we went, oh, well, maybe. And now, certainly, as the story is making headlines everywhere. I read the yesterday that you were asking Monica Lewinsky to give you the dress so that you might be able to run a DNA test that way. Have you had any luck there?
I'm sure her lawyer received our letter. We're waiting to hear back from her, hopefully this week. And, yes, I asked Monica for the blue dress because it'll take money and time to, you know, process the lawsuit of filing the paternity suit on him. So we were trying to speed the process up and
right.
by asking them for the blue dress.
What do you think?
So
what do they say the possibilities are in the court of them forcing him to take the paternity test? Like, what do you have to present evidence-wise for them to say, hey, you have to take this test?
I mean, I'm not aware of everything right now.
Right.
But I'm sure we got enough evidence. My story's been out since the 90s, and we know the state trooper by name that delivered presents to my home when I was a kid, and my mom also received money all the way up until 93. She received $7,100 bills a month. So I feel in my heart he knows, and he tried to take care of me before he was president. And I guess she found out, and you know, he made president. You know, they probably decided like, well, it'll ruin his chance of being president. So. Boom, they left me alone.
Yeah, if in the 90s it would have came out that he had an illegitimate son with a black prostitute, that probably would have ruined his chance.
I mean,
the man said that he smoked pot one time by accident and everybody went crazy. So different times now.
Right, and it also was out in 92. Now, he made president in 93. The man that was going around telling people about Bill Clinton having a black son, his son was granted eligible 18 years early for parole. And he was paid hush-hush about him having his black son. And then, you know, Bill made president in 93. So my story was there before he was president in 93. It never had been here since, you know?
Right, right. This is Danny Williams. He is the man who believes his father is former President William Jefferson Clinton. Is your mom still alive?
Yes, my mom is still alive. And her story is just the same as today.
Yeah.
And actually, my mom was saying that he was my father when she was pregnant. She had already knew. So, you know, it ain't that I believe. I know he's my father. The thing is proven to the world.
I know this is going to sound like a silly question, but this was one of the things that we learned from the from earlier testimony that he had suffered from Peyronie's disease, where he had like an elbow in his penis. You don't have any of those traits, do you?
No, I ain't got no elbow down there. I don't know what you're talking about.
That his penis had a curvature to it. That they, if you look it up, if you Google it, they said his penis had a curvature that they called a Peyronie's disease, where it would cause his penis to curve. But I just think that was well documented.
I feel like I was talking about my penis on the radio.
You never know. Would you say you have more of a white man's?
I mean, just like I say, you know, I consist of sutures, every sutures, my ear, my nose, so, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Too, you know, that's something I'm not going to talk about, though, but, you know.
You got them in the eyes. You guys got the same eyes, for sure.
Exactly, yeah.
What do you hope to get out of it? If they do the DNA test and they say yes, 100% match, he is definitely your father. What do you hope happens next?
If they prove, you know, if it comes out, my father just want to accept and acknowledge me. You know, I got kids of my own. I've been going through this for 30 years, and you know, I tell my kids, I'm like, they never met my father, so they like, who your dad? You know, I tell my kids, you know, my dad was the president of the 42nd president of the United States. They're like, they amazed at it, but, you know, I tell them, you know, and I promise, you know, I'm going to try my best to prove this, and you will get to meet your grandfather. We deserve to know where we come from.
Yeah.
We deserve to know who our people. So
when he's campaigning in the state of Florida a lot for Hillary, what if I yank a hair out of his head? Somebody's got to be able to get some sort of DNA other than a semen sample where you'd be able to had.
You yank your hair out of his head, I'm going to fly straight to you.
All right.
We're going to get it done.
I'm going to follow him around with shears, and I'm going to snip a little piece. Just kidding, Secret Service, if you're listening. I'm not really going to do that. I'm just saying, somebody's got
to... I've been trying to follow him around for years, too, trying to catch him. You know, I have never met him personally in my lifetime. So, back a year ago, last year, we went to one of Hillary's campaigns, because I have never been in her presence. I just wanted to see how it felt to be in her presence. And, you know, I felt like she felt that I was there and, you know, that she knew who I was. When I was there, I made sure I stood in front of the podium that she spoke. And, you know, I just felt that she felt my presence there and she knew who I was. You know, like I said, I know they know who I am.
Yeah.
It's no doubt. I've been doing this in the media for the last 3 years, you know. All my Facebook, all this for the last 3 years before they started running, and they still haven't spoke out up on this story. You know, and they feel that if it was a false story, any man in this world step up and say, "Hey, I'm gonna prove he's not my child."
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I would imagine. Isn't there some sort of hospital where the president goes to and gets tested? And when he's in office, like, can't they just match a DNA sample that they have there already?
Yeah,
they have to have it archived.
He has to allow it.
Yeah.
You know, I thought about that, too, and I've been to the UAMS, the St. Vincent in Arkansas, and they won't give me that information.
Mm.
I tried to get lawyers back then before. I got a lawyer now. I tried to get lawyers back then when nobody looked into my case. You know,
What about Trump? You reach out to Trump?
I mean, I don't support him. I mean...
Yeah, but he's got the resources to get you in front of your father.
Right, and it was all about me being about the truth. I didn't want the world looking at me like, oh, is he working with Trump? Then he's a liar. You know what I'm saying? It was all about the truth. That's why I just go with prayer and God. I just let God lead me. And, you know, Trump had people working with him and people that made books and put me in books. So, you know, when I come out 2 years ago, it was people reporting my story, and they've been reporting my story since the 90s. So this like... You know, they ask me why now. You know, it's not no why now. You know, I've been doing this. Now the media are able to care about me now and want to put my story out there, but some of them still not even caring. The man, Sean King, from Black Lives Matter, he jokes about my story, me being Clinton, you know, and this is the truth.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I feel that they feel that Black Lives Matter, they hypocrites. Black lives don't matter to them. And
what are you going to do if you get the DNA test?
I know in my heart Hillary has the power to have a husband step up. I've been asking her. You know, it ain't that I'm attacking her. I'm asking these people, you know, for this. You know what I'm saying? To prove this, you know. And I feel like they hide something. They don't want to step up. They don't want to even come into this. So, you know.
What if they do give you the test and then find out he's not your father?
I go away. I mean, I wish I know that's negative because I know he is my father.
Right.
So, I feel like they just say, I feel like they just renege the, you know, make a false statement again because they already done it in 99-2000. And remember, 99-2000 went for Senator State.
Yeah.
So why would you post this false DNA test and you have no proof of a DNA test? Like, come on.
It's very interesting. This is Danny Williams. This gentleman believes he is the son of former President William Jefferson Clinton. I say if she does not win, and she does not have the backing of the White House, and certainly if Donald Trump is in office, you have a much better chance at getting Bill to take the test. Who knows? He may take it, and you two may hit it off and have a good father-son relationship from here on out.
Right, correct. And I want to stop you again. I don't believe I know I'm his son.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to get that up. Yeah,
what about Chelsea?
Sure.
You ever think about reaching out to Chelsea? Dear Chelsea, you could be my sister, or maybe pulling her heartstrings a little.
I mean, we was trying to reach out. Before I started putting my story out in the media 3 years ago, in the media, I was writing and emailing Chelsea, Hillary, the Clinton Library. Anything I can Google an address on them, I wrote them, and I tried to email them. I tried to reach out. I even reached out to Facebook on them. They blocked me from their Facebook page. So, you know, they're not trying to help me. You know, I got to keep doing the best I can do to get the help I can get.
Well, I am I'm very interested to see what the results are, not even for any political reason. I just kind of want to be able to give you some closure and let you know whether or not.
There's no political scheme. There's no Democratic scheme. This is the straight truth.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, but I know I've been living with this for 30 years since a kid.
There's a gentleman here in St. Petersburg who like you, believes that William Shatner is his father, the captain from Star Trek. And he looks.
Exactly.
He looks just like him. His mom had been with him. His mom told him that he was the father, and he's from Canada, and it all adds up. And he's in the same situation as you are.
Exactly. And how old is Shatner? How old is he?
Probably close to 60, maybe in the late
50s. Shatner's 80 something.
Oh, William. You mean William Shatner? Oh, yeah. He's
about him being 30 years old, and it's why now? You know, and I've been doing this all my life. He's 50-something. I'm 30. And, you know, they ask me, why now? This ain't no why now. I've been doing this all my life.
Yeah,
you've been out since the 90s.
Yeah, the story's been out.
Up for myself.
I remember hearing the story back in the day. I just didn't know of you until recently. But listen, in all seriousness, I wish the best for you. I wish you get closure either way and you find out because a guy wants to know who his father is. And he wants to be able to tell his kids. So how many kids? We have 5 kids?
I got 5 kids. I got 3 girls, 2 boys, aging from 3 to 13. And, you know, I pray every day. And I know I got God on my side because growing up in Arkansas, I've been through a lot. To be still here today and to be still here today and still feel the pain I went through in the days regarding my father, you know, it's just something I have to prove.
Man, you got 5 kids. He's definitely your father. You guys got something in common, I can tell you that. I wish the best for you, Danny, and I hope that, I don't know, as a man, I would have to step up and I would have to say, okay, let's find out, because if I made a mistake and this is my son, I wouldn't want to leave him out there.
Correct. Any man would do that. If any woman would come out the blue, hey, I'm pregnant by you, first thing a man would do, okay, let's find out.
Right.
I know I would.
If it's not true, I'd have nothing to worry about. If I had somebody come on and say to me, I'd go, let's test it.
If I did not touch her, then lay a hand on her, hell, I wouldn't waste another minute trying to prove this.
If I had Adam showing up and handing a woman $700 a month in cash, it sounds like I'm trying to hide something.
No kidding.
Danny, I hope the best for you.
You even have to say troopers, Larry Patterson, approval that he delivered the present to my house.
Yep, I've read that.
Right.
I've absolutely read that. I hope that maybe even Lewinsky, somebody will come forward and help you out. And the best thing ever would be if Bill came forward and said, okay, let's do this. Maybe he's waiting until after the election. If Hillary loses and he says, okay, politics are behind us now, let's see what's going on, I would admire him more.
You know, like I say, I'm a man of God, and I'm going to keep praying, hopefully. And I have faith that one day he will step up.
You know, she's going to be here tomorrow.
They might not never accept me, but one day he will step up.
Oh, you're going to be so mad if he accepts you now, and you're going to be like, I didn't even get to go to the White House. I didn't get any of that cool stuff that Chelsea got.
It's not even about that.
Oh, I mean, I'd want that. They got their own chef and a movie theater.
I would want that, but it don't make a difference, because even if it was my mother that was the president and he was my mother's position, I still would want to know who that is. You know what I'm saying? So it didn't matter whether if he was in a White House or a crack house, I still want to know my daddy.
That's true. I get you, man. I get you. Well, look, I appreciate you being on the show, and I wish you the best in your quest to get that solved.
Thank you.
All right, Danny. Thank you. There you go. Danny Williams. Whoa, he's aggressive with your hang-up. Danny Williams, the son, as he says, of William Jefferson Clinton.
Possibly.
And whether he is or is not, don't you just feel bad? You feel bad for a guy who just 30 years old and doesn't know.
Right.
You know what I mean? Doesn't know who his father is.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Almerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.